All right, I have to ask you a question.
Yeah.
I know, you know, you're the one that usually does the dumping in a relationship.
Oh my God, that's not even true.
I don't know. Listening to this show for a while, I've kind of feel like that's you've been the one that's been like, out of here.
Prior to Zach, I was the one that got dumped.
Get out of here.
It was, yes.
See, I was the one that always gets dumped.
Oh no, it was, I got dumped there. You know what? It's weird. It's such a weird thing. My relationships are not even close to normal. It's either getting dumped.
Is anyone's?
Dumped or cheated on.
Oh,
that's
God.
Like been my, that's been my path in the Twin Tiers, unfortunately.
Wow. Well.
That's okay, because now I found my Prince Charming, right? Well, here we are.
Well, you're asking me, right? Was that a question to be right?
No,
like,
no, no.
I'm saying like, justify?
No, I'm just saying like, here we are. I'm now, we have been together officially 5 years today.
Okay. Oh, today.
So, today is the our actual anniversary. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yes. So, okay, I don't hold a grudge on that.
Right.
It just, that's how it played out in my life. It's
leading
fine.
Leading up to this.
It's fine. I'm fine.
Okay. Now, you've, I'm sure, heard the statement, we can still be friends, right?
Oh, God, yes.
It's usually, it's there, it's the, you try to put a little icing on that poop cake, if you will.
You know, I honestly thought in some of the cases that we would be friends too. Boy, was I wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Now there's you, I think normally you evolve out of whatever relationship you were in. Hopefully it's a growth. In most cases it is.
Yeah.
Because you start looking back and you go, whatever the situation was, it does not matter what this, everybody's situations are unique. So for us to say, well, maybe it was this, maybe it was that, whatever it is, you look back and you go, what was I thinking? You know, but everybody does it, and everybody gets caught, whatever the scenario is, you get caught in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long time, that moment is your reality.
Yes.
You're living it.
Yes.
But anyway, we can still be friends. When you hear that, other than the fact of saying, no, we can't be friends, do you ever go to yourself and think, well, does it mean one of these things? A, we can still be friends. They just want sex down the road.
Yes.
So that's a number one for you?
Yes, yes.
Number two, trying to make you see you're still comfortable. They say, try, if you want to use this line, say we can still be friends, try to make her see that you can still be comfortable with each other and that you value the friendship and are sincere about being friends. Do you believe
that's what
that
I
at all?
Think, okay, that's what I always think right away.
But it never works.
That's like the first couple, that's like the first week and a half. And then it goes to, he texts me, hey. And then it's, okay, I want booty. So now we're going to go back to A. And then what's C? What's my third option?
C is you would just ignore their text and say no thanks to hanging out.
And that's what I should do, but I don't. So then...
I got
so
it.
So we went from A, and now I'm back to wait, but maybe we can still be B. But then I realize, no, I probably should just go with C. Do you see that?
Yes.
So it was a B, A... B, wait, hold on a second.
I know where you're going.
It was a B A B C.
Yeah.
Sometimes B A B A B A C.
Got it. So you have eventually you're going.
Now I sound like a game code. Now I'm trying to crack and win the game of a dating.
But I see where you're going. So we can still be friends really doesn't mean that you should probably just ignore is what you're saying.
Right. But I had to go, I had to choose B and then A before I chose.
Before you managed to get to C.
Always choose C.
Just go with C.
Yeah.